Welcome to the show. Hello. My name's Ryan. This is Tony.
I'm Tony.
And we're
I'm the one on the logo with glasses.
And we're about to call Jasmine, who's in Canada.
Canada,
Jazzada.
Oh.
Hello?
Jasmine?
Yes?
Hi, it's Tony and Ryan.
Oh my God, it's Jasmine.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. Now that we're talking to you, Jasmine in Canada, Jasmanada.
Jasmanada, will you approve the podcast?
For sure, yes.
Yay! Oh my God, they're right. People in Canada are very kind. Thanks for taking the time to do that for us, Jasmanada.
Hey, it's Jasmine from Ottawa, Canada, and I approve this podcast.
All right. Do you want to do a spiel? Do you want me to do a spiel? I haven't prepared a spiel.
I haven't prepared a spiel, okay. But Maddie can do her own fucking spiel.
Okay. Actually, we'll leave that in. Welcome to the podcast, Tony, Ryan, and as you just heard Tony say, Maddie. Can introduce her fucking self.
Hi, thanks. Hi. Nice to meet you. Hey.
Wow, how many times can you say hey?
One more time, hey.
I'll introduce you as my wife's favourite internet person.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Maddie, in this day and age, that's a big
Maddie has compliment. One follower and it's Ryan's wife.
That's all that matters.
TikTok, Instagram, what's the biggest one at the moment?
TikTok.
Yeah. And
how many are pulling?
1.3 mil.
What tip? Yeah, I don't post those. So. It's funny to try, isn't it?
That's a great achievement if you don't post.
Maddie's skits are really funny, but they're also. So Bridget goes, these are really relatable, right?
Yeah.
And I go, oh, that's great. I love that you love this girl.
That is not good.
No, and then I watch some and it's like a joke about.
How guys don't know where the clitoris is.
Yeah. And when it's like the orgasm rocks up I was here last night. And she's like, no, you weren't.
She's like, I have no idea who you are. I've never met you.
And Bridget's like, it's just so funny, isn't it? And I was like, yeah, she's great. And then I was like, went for a walk with the dog later that day and went,
oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I make that joke a lot about men not knowing where the clitoris is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw, and sorry to make you rehash your own jokes, but that's I saw. So
there's nothing better than people going, you know that one? I literally, before we hit record, I was like, you know that one they do? She's like, I made it.
I was there.
Yeah,
I
actually know all about it. Yeah, it was my idea. Thank you so much.
There's the clitoris who's at the party and no one's talking to her.
Yeah, she's in the corner.
Yeah.
And there's someone named Left Flap. Like, why is the guy just rubbing up on that all the time?
And then there's like an asshole pops up, right? Yeah, he's like, whoop.
Well, that is funny. The butt of the joke. Yeah.
Nice.
He comes over. Yeah, thanks. Comes over to talk to the clitoris. She thinks that he's like finally coming to talk to her at the party, but the butthole's right next to her. And he's like, hey, you want to hang out? Or?
And just to give a bit of context to these jokes, do you want to just very quickly share your at so that people can kind of have a scroll through?
It's Maddie McRae, but there's some underscores thrown in there. But if you look, somebody else took my handle. I'm mad about it. I'm still mad about it.
Do you know what really fucks me off? And Ryan, I know that you're about to say the exact same thing, is that I'm Tony Lodge, like one word on everything except TikTok. I'm Tony.Lodge.
Yeah, because you couldn't get it.
I couldn't get it. Someone else had it. And I've looked at their profile since and they've got two posts. They've got no followers. They don't even have a profile photo. I'm like, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
Now none of my stuff like lines up and looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And so when I said to Ryan, like, oh, I'm just sending something off. What's your handle? He's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, hang on. No, there's a dot in there. Oh, no, my last name's in that one. It's worst. Yeah.
It's annoying. And I see somebody who has Maddie McRae because on TikTok I could have had Maddie McRae just by itself, but because Instagram I had it a certain way, I made them match.
Oh.
So it's Maddie underscore McRae underscore.
Okay.
But the chick who has Maddie McRae on Instagram is like private with like 50 followers.
You're like, as if
give
you couldn't take the underscores, girlfriend.
Give it to me.
Take one for the team.
Give it to me.
I offered the person that's at Ryan John on Instagram beer because I'm Ryan.John and I messaged him. I was like, hey, bro, I'd love this. Can I send you a couple of cases of beer? and he didn't respond.
Oh, I was going to say, if he took it, that's all it took? That's cheap.
Yeah.
Someone messaged me once on Twitter and said, can I have your handle, Tony Lodge? And I was like, yes, for $5 million USD. And they were like, fuck off. And I was like, well, okay, worth a shot.
Name your price. I did. And
ABC,
no
always be closing. Like, I was just like, you know, does that make sense?
That's so good.
Yep, no, right. It did not take me out.
Being a Thursday, let's do normal or nah. One's actually taken from Maddie's TikTok. So you'll know that as well when we get to it. Yay. But first,
imagine if she didn't pick up on it. She's like, I've never heard this before.
I don't know what to think about this one. Actually, let's start with it. Normal or nah, shaving every inch of your body before a first date, but at the same time being adamant that you are 1,000% not going to sleep with him. Normal or nah?
I feel like I'm not equipped to answer this, being that I've been sleeping with the same person for like 10 years. If I didn't shave my legs, he'd go, well, it's fine. Yeah. I don't really care. I've seen you way worse. I've seen you literally shit yourself. So I think it's fine. But I feel like I'd like to add a caveat to this whilst shaving every part of your body, but I'm also a feminist. Like, people are born with hair on their legs. Yes, yeah. Exactly. So I feel like, oh, I'm a feminist. I'm choosing to shave my legs, not doing it because I feel like I have to.
Not for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, normal. I'll shave. But if even if I don't, I'll still sleep with them. So, like...
It's win-win for them, whether you go to the effort.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard a friend say that she was so adamant she didn't want to sleep with him, she'd deliberately, like, wear ugly underwear and not prepare to, like, so when the moment comes and, like, am I doing this? That's, like, the final thing that'll force her almost to be like, no.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
Didn't stop me.
Yes.
And then you're just not putting your best foot forward.
So that's why I just always prepare, because I just know it might happen.
It's almost like when you wear shit clothes to the supermarket, you're like, I'm not going to fucking run into anyone.
Yeah.
It's 9 p.m. and then you run into your ex-boyfriend or something like that.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing. It's like when you don't will it. It's like, it'll come when you least expect it. That's when someone wants to fuck you in a club. No one's ever wanted to fuck me in a club, and I've had shaved legs and slutty underwear.
I don't know if this is the lamest, not even a male equivalent, but I used to, like, if I was feeling good, like, clean my room.
Oh yeah.
No, that's good.
Is it?
No, that's a thing. Oh, that's great, a thing I great. Do. I went on a date last week and I cleaned my house just in case. Didn't come back to my house. No. But
were you wearing slutty underwear?
But I think I've shaved everything.
From the eyebrows down.
I actually think that's like, it's so much more depressing because you get home and you walk in the door, you've got a kebab in your hand, you can't see straight, you got one eye and you're like, oh, fuck, I cleaned my room. The room looks great.
Yeah. But see, then I think that is like the payoff. Like, I didn't get to sleep with anyone, but fuck, my house is clean.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I'm going to wake up, my room's going to be clean. So if I've shaved everything but I don't get lucky and I'm like, well, you know what, at least I still feel like a dolphin.
Yeah. I did it for me, not
yeah,
for you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And I'll feel my own silky smooth legs all night.
I'm like a sleek athlete.
Pat my own leg.
I've taken the name out of this. You can go and find it in the comments.
Oh, from a tapa in our Facebook group?
From a tapa, yeah. Actually, there's a few. Do I want to use any names? They're kind of fucked this week.
We saved the best for you, Maddie. Happy about that.
Well, I'm so happy. Because Tony and I have both been in long-term relationships for a while.
I'm the single girl.
Yeah. How does that make you feel?
To be the single girl, it's kind of my shtick. It's kind of my thing.
Like, I was going to say, I think she's fucking making money off it.
But most of my content is dating stuff.
But what happens if you meet, like, someone lovely that you're like, fuck, my whole career's over?
Nah, relationship stuff's still good.
Yeah, I did start dating someone earlier this year and I did have that thought. Well, we're no longer together.
Oh, my God. Yeah, sad. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
My condolences.
It's fine. Well, it was a bit weird and I was just like, is this going to change things for me? And then I was like, no, boyfriend content. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we broke up, so single content still on the table.
Win-win. See? Yeah. Your room's still clean. Your legs are still shaved.
Yeah.
I was seeing a guy who refused to have sex in the dark. Not even a lamp, not a candle, or maybe the light on in the next room. He always had to have full lights on in the room and be fully bright or he wouldn't do it. Normal or nah?
Nah.
I'm going to say nah only because I feel like any kind of stipulation, I'm like, oh, what's the...
But how unsexy to have the full bright lights on.
It's like watching TV with the lights on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you're sitting in the lounge room and all the lights are on, you're like, fuck, we just need to soften this down a little bit.
If they're fully bright, I'm thinking about, like if you're on if the guy's on top, you're like, how many chins are they saying? Yeah. Surely this doesn't look great from there.
Only two,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want you to see my face.
With the girl on top though,
yeah.
That not only the chins, but the boobs are, you know, kind of in like two different directions because you're doing this.
You're in your most vulnerable state. You're naked, especially if it's like a first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on full bright lights.
No.
And it's also a bit like sexy when it's, you know, like whether it's night or day or whatever, when you kind of got the soft light happening, it feels a bit like smoky and yum. Yeah.
Well, when you're like a poor man that doesn't have lights when I was younger, that's like I said, the light in the next room is one of the great hacks. I'll clean this hallway and just so I can see where I'm going.
And the clitoris, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's what my first thought with the lights.
I'm seeing like, it wouldn't help. You have to know what it looks like. I don't think it matters.
My first thought when I read this was like, is he like, I need to see where I'm going. Is he so like, nah, if I don't know where I'm headed.
Yeah, I'll find the wrong home.
But then I guess.
Hole comes into the picture.
But if he said it with a confidence, like he's like, we're leaving the lights on, I want to see everything.
Hey, yes.
If you know, thank you. Yeah. Both of you just fucking went from zero to midnight.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a hot way of saying it.
Yeah.
But if you're coming in and you're just like, oh, I just leave the light on because, you know, fucking.
Whatever. Yeah, what's the context?
I've got solar power, so, you know, it doesn't cost me anything.
Yeah, well, they were new in a relationship, and it, like I said, she goes, oh, there's a lamp. And he's like, no, full light.
Yeah, because you're still getting a light source, right? But that's a softer one. Why do you want the harsh one?
Yeah.
It's so aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the shadowing. My God.
No, it's not going to be. It's not going to be pretty.
It's going to be very National Geographic.
It's not for sexy reasons. No, no.
The next one, her last name is Scarman. And
Scarman inside her.
Well, this story will scar you. Normal or nah? I can't even read this.
We have a guest.
I've just realised we have not put our best foot forward for some of these.
We never do.
Yeah, Maddie Tarpers. Maddie Tarpers. This is the freak series to our show.
Here we go.
Normal or nah? Guys swallowing their own load. I told a one-night stand that I don't swallow. So he did something I have never been unable to unhear or unsee. He literally says the words, well, I don't want to waste it. Then finishes on his own abdomen and scoops it up and swallowed it himself. I'm going for nah, says Scarman, but maybe I'm just being closed-minded.
What does he mean by waste it? Like it's adding nutritional value.
Yeah, it's not milk. Like, it's not the last bite of a chicken parma. Like, it's not being wasted.
So there are a lot.
It's a consumable. It get like it's out whether you want. Like,
you can make more.
Yes. So Maddie, if you go, is this a one night stand? Like the first time they've slept together. If he says that, what's your instant reaction?
I'd call him out on it.
And go, that's fucked.
That's fucked. There are guys who don't even want to kiss me after I've swallowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like.
You're obviously dating the wrong guys. This guy's the man.
Yeah.
Ooh. But I'm also, is it a bit like the lights on thing? Like, if this guy goes like, well, I'll take one for the day. You know, like, but yeah.
You got to rise out of his last time and it did not happen.
Saying waste it just like.
So there was a lot of conversation.
Not
in the group.
To kink shame, but like, I don't know.
There was a lot of chat about the specific wording of like waste it.
Yeah.
One person went down the like.
Don't say went down.
One person considered like with pregnancy as if like, oh, like don't waste it. But then they commented that it's like.
Well, if it's being swallowed, that it's not for pregnancy.
Well, it's not going to get pregnant either way.
Yeah.
So that was quickly rebuffed. But it sort of seems like he's like, wow. If semen comes out into the universe, if it's not in someone's mouth, why even bother coming in the first place?
It's to be enjoyed.
Well, then room temperature.
Yuck. Yeah.
Scooping it off, I thought maybe this could get a little bit sexy, maybe, right, hear me out, that maybe if it was in her mouth and she's like, oh, and then he kissed her, then I was like, I don't know, maybe that would be like a hot thing to do if that was what you're into, but scooping it off your body, that's like dropping coffee in the carpet and like, you know, like that's fucked. Like you said, Maddie, you can always make more. Like, we aren't out of stock.
Someone asked this lady, trying very hard not to name, Scarman.
Oh.
Did you throw up? Someone replied. And she said, I wanted to, but I was also just so shocked that I went straight to the shower and just contemplated all the life choices I'd made that led me to witnessing this moment.
Yeah. Mm. Though, I mean, if I'm expected to swallow it,
yeah,
you know, then maybe he was trying to be a gentle. I don't know.
Feminist. He's a feminist.
Yeah. Power to the people.
And if I know a feminist, it's swallowing gum is the one.
Yep.
Is he a feminist? Well, no. He sucked his own dick, so yeah.
Yeah. It's right up there with burning your bra. I swallow cum and I am proud.
The last one is from Liana Bruha-Hardelin.
Oh, Lanina Moraninanon.
Yeah. When a guy on a dating app says, oh, I don't have any social media, I don't do that, is it an instant red flag? Because I always assume he's hiding something and it's a massive no from me. Is this normal or nah?
Oh.
It's normal, as in I see it a lot.
Mm.
But I'm not into it
because
I don't think it's that they're hiding something. It's just because they think they're too good. And if you're one of those people, get over yourself.
Oh, I actually don't have Facebook. I don't believe in it, that kind of thing.
Get over yourself. You don't have an Instagram, get over yourself.
So I think Liana Bruha-Hardelin said, was sort of thinking, oh, you're not telling me about your Instagram because that's where the pictures of your wife and kids are.
See,
Okay.
Because surely if it's someone without an online footprint, you're kind of going, oh, well, yeah, what are you hiding? But also, are you a fucking murderer? Like, why don't you want me to know about, like, more about you? Or, like, are you trying to catfish me because who doesn't have an Instagram?
Yeah.
Mm. Like, when I dated Robert Pattinson many years ago.
No.
Yeah, so Robert Pattinson and I were in a really beautiful relationship. Aww. Robert Pattinson, who you might know of Twilight fame.
I do.
Yeah, we're dating. We're very much in love. And then
how'd you guys meet?
We met on Facebook, which is really no, it was Facebook.
Oh.
I tell you this every single time.
I thought it
and
was
then we were chatting on MSN, and it turned out it was a woman called Rita from the US,
Rita,
which is very sad. Obviously, a little bit different because dating a celebrity, quite easy to have access to photos.
Mm.
It's a bit, But if you're being catfished and this guy says, like, oh, I don't really have Instagram, then you're like, well, have you just stolen this photo from Google, or is that your mate Steve? You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what I'd be more, but I'm a safety nut. So that's where my brain goes.
Right. Do you use apps? Which are the.
Hate them.
What are the. What would be your most frequented?
Hinge or Bumble. Although I did start using Tinder this week, but I've instantly deleted it because the first person I matched with replied to me with, hey, baby girl.
New, thank you.
No.
So, gone.
What's a thing that lots of guys do, like speaking of red flags, that they think that, like, it's a really common theme that they say or do that it's an instant no from you?
Yeah, maybe this is Maddie's dating advice for boys.
If they start sexting straight away, like if it's straight away about sex, I mean, I guess it's what you're looking for. I'm not looking for hookups, I'm looking for a relationship.
Yep.
So, like, if somebody starts talking about me in a sexy way, I'm like, instant no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, and it's happened a few times, but this is quite specific to me.
Yeah.
If somebody follows me on social media and says that they love my TikToks, I'm like,
too close. Too close. Ease that in.
But not as a strategy, but they're probably, because you see someone on a dating app and what do? You Google them and look at them on Instagram or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then they click on them and they go, oh, this girl's funny. This is great. So they're probably like,
hey, I appreciate your humour. You're funny.
Yeah.
Great. But I'm like, I don't know, for some reason for me, if they say that, I'm like, oh, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you're as famous as you, I feel like you've got to be ready for that.
So when would the right time for them to break it to you that they know you? On the date.
Get me on the date.
Oh, see, no, I think that's worse.
You reckon?
Yeah, because it's like he's tuned you, right? And then he gets you on the date. He's like, by the way, I love your TikTok.
Like, I've been following you online for ages.
Yeah, no, see, you know what I would do? All right, I'm the boy tuning Maddie. Oh, hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How
are you? Yeah, I'm really good. Yeah, what are you into? What's your favourite movie?
A Titanic.
Oh, beautiful. You look really familiar. Have I met you before? And then instantly you go, I know what he's getting at, but I feel like that's how you get into it.
Yeah.
You look really familiar. Have I seen you around or like?
Yeah, you might see me.
I'm the guy we chatted with on Bumble last night.
Yeah, who went straight in with the sexting and you went, no.
Hey, baby girl, fuck off.
Do some guys get like intimidated that you've got this big following? And especially on your podcast, you tell a lot of like dating stories and sexy stories. And I know some guys might be like, well, I don't want to be her next story.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe they're
it has happened before. So yeah. I have two like little stories. Yeah. Well, like when I first started the pod, I was seeing a guy at the time and he was listening to the podcast and like the third episode is all about faking orgasms because I'm a serial faker. I don't know, I have
that's
a
not your
resolution.
Fault.
Yeah, but it is also because I'm not telling them what I want. But he was listening to that and he'd listened to that episode before we'd had sex. So then when we did have sex, it was actually quite awkward because he's like, so heard an episode where you like to fake it. And I was like, yeah, well, I'm not coming now. It's not happening.
Yeah. First of all, I don't like to fake
it. And now
it.
I'm thinking about work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I got to reply to that email. How
dare you? Yeah. So that was, now when I'm on a dating app and people learn what I do, I'm like, do not listen to the podcast. I can't. Because then you'll know so much about me and it's unfair.
Yeah, it is unfair playing ground. Because
you know
because
nothing
then
about them.
They get a huge advantage and you're like, well, you aren't giving me anything.
Yeah, I need to know your embarrassing
and
sex
And they're
stories.
Also not fucking working for it.
Mm-mm.
You know, they're not like
I'm giving it
picking
to them for
away.
Free.
Exactly. Yeah. No. Charge for the podcast, yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah. For free or $4 on Patreon.
Yeah, if you would like to date me, you have to pay for this podcast.
Oh my God, I should do that. Patreon for dating me. Oh.
We could do that, but we wouldn't make any money.
We don't put out because we're both in relationships, but thanks for the $4, bro.
Oh, thanks, man. But I also have another guy who, yeah. like, I had one date with him and, like, it fizzled. Mm. But every time, like, I post some kind of achievement, he'll just reply to it on because we follow each other on Instagram. He'll say, so proud of you.
So is
you can't say that you're proud of me.
Can I put something out there? Is the word proud becoming like a bit of a condescending term?
In that sense, it feels like it.
So Tony last week released her book. Beautiful.
So proud of you.
Thank you. Oh. Well,
but that's the thing. I was like, and I am very proud. I've seen all the work you've put into it.
Yeah.
And I'm on the record as saying, as someone, one of the few who've read it, it is actually incredible. I'm very proud of you. But when I went to type, like, Tony's got a book out, I'm so proud of it. It sort of felt like, oh, this is like my little sister that I'm proud like, of.
Yeah, or like, is it my achievement that I, yeah.
I felt ick about the word proud.
I get you.
And then when you say that, I'm going, oh, yeah, that does feel strange.
But it also depends on kind of the relation. If my friend said that to me, it doesn't feel gross because we're so close.
Yeah.
And they've been there for the whole journey. They're allowed to be proud of me. This guy I went on one date with, you can't be proud of me.
No, I tell you what's real fucked up, though. I wonder how many people he's told that he dated you.
Oh my God. Pop
up, you're on the Qantas billboards at the moment all over Australia. Your videos are popping up everywhere. And then he gets to go to his mate. Oh, I dated her.
No, I fingered her.
We didn't even kiss.
Oh.
We didn't even kiss.
Okay, well,
fingered yesterday.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird.
I normally go kiss first, but that's just me.
But it's like you need to hang out with all his mates and go, yeah, just letting you know, when he said we dated, he turned up, he was no good. And so it fizzled out real quick.
And he only fingered me, didn't even kiss me.
Well, I'm proud of you, though.
Proud of you.
You're right, what an arsehole. Also, I have a random question. When you said, like, when guys, like, do the, like, sexy chat straight away or, like, want to send pictures and stuff, I'm convinced, having heard many stories from many ladies, that that is always an instant turn off.
Yeah.
Tony?
No, that would really bother me. I'd be like, oh, if I was looking for a hookup or whatever, then maybe you'd feel a bit differently. But I don't think so. You've got to preheat the oven before you stick in the turkey.
I like that.
Does that feel about right to
you? Yeah, because even if I am looking for a hookup, because there has been a time in my single life where I was, I still want a connection with you. I still want you to think I'm a nice person.
Yeah.
Compliment my brain before you compliment my body.
Yeah. So, no, totally.
So here's the conundrum, right?
Yep.
From chatting to a lot of girls, it seems like 100% of the time it doesn't work. So why is there this switch in a dude's mind that thinks, oh.
Because they don't fucking listen. Because we say we don't want you to try and finger me before you kiss me. But they're still there fucking fingers at the ready.
On the left lap.
Yeah.
So I'm convinced that like one bloke one time sent a dick pic and the girl's like, oh, that's hot, come over. And then he told everyone. Hey, I know the trick. What you do is you just send a picture of your dick and you're like 20 minutes later, you're fucking in there. And every bloke on the planet went, well, great. Fucking Carl says it's true.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What also though, like if a girl was to send you a nude straight off the bat, right, a guy would be really into that.
Yeah.
So they're just thinking from their own brain what they want. They're like, if somebody sent me a nude photo, yeah, I'd go for that. So like, a girl must want a photo of my dick straight off the bat. Definitely.
Yeah.
Right?
Where's the line?
What's the question?
Absolutely not. Okay. I hate a dick pic. I get him, but.
Oh, I'm okay. There's no need to brag.
Hey, it's Jasmine from Ottawa, Canada, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A big shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. You can check it out wherever you like to. It's in all the information's in the show notes, along with all of Maddie's info. So yep. You can go and find her on Instagram, TikTok, whatever else. Yeah, Tinder, she got her link to her Tinder on there.
That's actually a pretty baller move. Like, do you want me to do that? Bio. Is that a thing you can actually do?
If you've got a profile link, I'll be like, and if you want to finger. If you're in Sydney and you love to finger hot girls, hit her up.
Yeah, why not?
Elise Monacast, thank you so much. Erin Rachel, Mitch Clark, Brittany Duchke, John Weatherford, and Alicia Lemieux.
Is that how she's written it, or is that
that's
how
she's
it?
Written it? Okay. Alicia Lemieux.
All right.
Meowdy.
Yeah, join us tomorrow for the video show.
Oh, back on the video show tomorrow. Yeah.
But Maddie, please.
Okay.
Tell Tony what happened on
a first date. So this is a first date story, or?
I'd met this guy before.
Okay.
I'd met him on the set of a commercial, actually.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
Macca's commercial.
Meeting people at work. That's a big thing.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that actually, because he'll probably listen to this and know that I'm talking about him. Well, it's a fun story.
Yeah.
Done multiple McDonald's commercials.
I've done many.
Yeah.
So just quickly, because you're an actress,
yes,
as well as being a
actress first
and content creator,
and then so you've done a lot of ads. Is there a thing with and movies and whatnot, is there a lot of things where like the actors and actresses, is there sometimes a bit of like tension, because obviously like actresses are like, you know, there's good looking people and there's fit people and there's success, and like, is there a bit of tension sometimes, especially when you gotta be close, like your characters are close to each other?
Not a problem for me, because I don't really do movies. I mostly just do commercials where we're all nobodies, we're all the same,
right?
Yeah.
Hey,
and I am the hottest person on set, so
so everybody's tension with you, not from
but
you.
I feel fine.
Yeah. I'm very confident.
Being the hot Qantas girl is not a nobody, by the way. So don't nobody me, mate. We don't talk down
about
ourselves in this pod.
That was such an accident, though.
Hey, so was I, mate. Accidents are great.
Yay.
That's really funny.
Accidents are great. New tagline.
Thank you. That actually is a great tagline. If I write a book like Tony, obviously I can't, because I can't read or write, but maybe that should
I can help you.
That'd be the title. Accidents are great.
Accidents
are great. All right, so sorry, you're on set with this guy.
Yeah, and then he slid into my DMs, and eventually we chatted, and I decided to meet him, and he gave him like me the address of his place to go to his house, and this was back in my like let's hook up days.
So you'd met at work, then you kind of hooked up online a little bit.
A little chatty.
And so you knew he wasn't, you know, gonna catfish you, like RIP me for Robert Pattinson. So that's good. At least you're kind of walking into this and you're like, all right, I know you're a real person. I know that you're not gonna just try and fucking like punch me in the face and steal my credit cards or anything. Which is always a good start.
Yeah, it's always a positive.
Nice guy. He was a lovely guy.
Oh.
He gives me the address and I turn up.
And he was a bit of a honey.
Yeah.
Oh.
He had red hair as well, which I loved. Oh. I kind of liked that we were like matching.
Yeah, I love that.
A little matchy match. He gave me the address and it turned out to be the Manly Beach car park.
Sorry, hang on. When you say red hair, it wasn't Ronald McDonald.
That's why we were hired.
Okay,
for the Macca's ad. Yes, it is. I have a thing for clowns.
How many redhead dudes have you seen at McDonald's that aren't Ronald McDonald? Tony?
I just, it took me a second to like click with what you'd said. I was like, what are you like, where have you got that from? And now,
sorry.
You honk him on the nose and he was like, yeah, let's do it.
So.
No, so he gave, give us the address. And it's to Ronald McDonald House, the charity. And he's just asking for donations. It's like McHappy Day's coming up.
Talk about McHappy. Today is going to be my McHappy Day. Look at this girl I brought home from the shoot today.
McMaddy.
You know what they say about people with big shoes, hey?
Try these size 27s on, bro.
Wow.
And Maddie goes, try my Happy Meal.
Hey.
So.
Comes with a toy.
He gives you the address. It's not a house. It's not Ronald McDonald House. It's just a car park.
It's a car park at the beach, and it's his van at the beach.
Did he tell you that?
He kind of gave me like he just said like, let's meet in Manly. And as I was driving, he gave me the pin. And then I was like, oh, this is a car park. oh, we're going to meet in his van. And I was like, do you live in a van? I didn't know he lived in a van. He doesn't live in a van, but he had a van.
Okay, van, huge red flag. Surely, vans are not good news cars. Like, if someone goes, oh, I've got a van, I'm like, well why? What are you transporting? What needs to be moved around at high quantities?
Well, nothing, just his mattress in the back.
So he lived in the van?
Well, no, he had a place that he rented at, but he lived with his family, so he invited me to his van.
So this was a fuck truck.
Hey!
Was it, you said before it was like hookup stage.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I've got a van, let's go for a cruise up the coast. It was like, no, we're going for a reason. Okay.
We're going to have sex in a van.
That's why, if it wasn't for that, I'd be like, oh, van, yeah, we're going for a cruise along the beach. Maybe that's nice. But if it's purely a fuck truck, as Tony is.
Fuck truck, I like it.
Thank you.
Hey.
So because he lived with his family, so he would only ever take, you know.
I guess that's his thing.
Paramours to the van so that his mum didn't walk in and go, do you need me to do your washing or whatever? Right. Okay.
Cool.
Must be nice, by the way.
Yeah.
turn up, he's playing his guitar. Another red flag.
I'm like, that could be misconstrued like two ways. I feel like you could go, okay, you know, he's sensitive. But then also it's a bit cringe. He's at the beach. He's got the mattress in the back. I'm assuming a surfboard on the roof.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's got
a guitar.
The guitar. Yep. Right. Was he playing Wonderwall?
Okay, no. What happened though?
Because I feel like that's the only song that boys know how to play on the guitar.
That passed crossed my mind. He didn't play Wonderwall. But
shame.
We sat there for an hour and a half and he played guitar for me for an hour and a half.
That's a long time.
He was asking for song requests. It was a concert.
Taking requests.
It was a concert.
What is he like looking them up on Ultimate Guitar? He's like, hang on, let
he
me check
did.
The tab.
He did.
No!
And do you know what I requested? Because at some point I was like, this is hilarious. Play Chicken Fried by Zac Brown Band. Do you know Chicken Fried?
No,
it's a country song.
No, I don't.
So like country vibes.
Right.
I was
and
like, look it up. Play it. Come on, if we're doing it. If we're doing a concert, play it. Go.
And was this just to fuck him off?
Well, he played it for me. I wasn't taking
so he
the
was
piss.
Pretty good?
He was good.
Yeah.
Singing does that for impress
me?
You?
No.
Because I feel like every person with a guitar thinks they're impressing people, but they're really not.
No. Well, because I came there for a reason, I was just kind of like,
strum me instead. I've got somewhere to be.
I could have left 45 minutes ago.
Yeah. Is this the song, Ryan? Oh.
Show me what you got, van boy.
I was going to say, so he can finger. Okay, that's enough. I've heard enough.
So I made him play that. Hour and a half we sat there.
That's a long time. What kind of time of the day is this?
It's nighttime.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm picturing Arvo.
Gosh, if it was in the day in a van,
let
everyone see.
Any time in a van is not a good time in a van. So.
By the time it got time to crawl into the back of his van, I needed a wee. Really badly.
Of course.
Because there was no toilets. We've been sitting there for an hour.
Does this van have an ensuite? Sorry, bud.
We had to like, I had to drive so far to get there as well. So like by the, I was like maybe 2.5 hours in and I was like, fuck, I really need a wee.
Yeah. And
but
also
I'm
you're
here
just
here
sitting
now.
There. Yeah.
I've committed to listening to you for an hour and a half.
I've shaved from the eyebrows down. I'm ready to go.
I got her. So we got to it, but he grabbed me by the waist a little too hard. And I weed a little bit.
Not on his best mattress, in his best van.
No, but here's the kicker. He just thought I was really into him. He just thought I was like real, real wet. And I let him believe it. Because I'm not going to say, yeah, I just weed a little bit on your mattress. I just went, yeah, I'm really wet for you. Thank you for playing for me for an hour and a half.
This is what the guitar does to girls.
Mm. And he's told all of his friends, and now they know that they have to serenade everyone.
She loved it, bro.
No, they go, do you know how to make a girl squirt? Squeeze her around the
way. Fried chicken, Zac Brown Band. That really gets him going.
Yeah, a weed a little bit. I'm actually really proud of my like bladder control that I can stop myself because normally I can't. Like,
once you start,
it's just guys.
Yeah, it's like Pringles. Yeah. Once you pop, you can't stop.
So, yeah.
Well, so obviously, luckily you drank a lot of water that day and it wasn't, you know, a stinky wee. You know, you hadn't had asparagus the night before and he's like, wow, squirting smells a bit like me after Christmas. You know, like after Christmas Day, everything smells a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's smart. Boys are so dumb. Boys are so fucking dumb. Imagine weeing on a boy and being like, oh, sorry, yeah, it's my juicy pussy. And they're like, oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is, you horny bitch. Like they're just so proud of themselves.
So after this happens, do you stay the night in the van?
Stay the night?
Well, I mean, just like... Yeah, like
on my own wee. Like,
oh yeah,
oh, true.
Yeah. Jokes on him.
No, I left.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, I left.
So you end up like having sex, yep. Getting it done, and yep. then you bowed. Was there a phone call the next day or a DM the next day? So proud of you. You know, like what was the?
No, he got back together with his ex-girlfriend, so didn't hear from him.
Oh my god,
he's squeezing her like no tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's trying to make her squirt and he's going, yeah, I'm fucking squeezing the fuck out of you. He's like, Mel, I don't want to make you upset, but I fucked this girl and she was squirting like crazy for me. Why isn't it working for you? Did you want me to play some more guitar? Was that what?
Oh, hang on, babe, I forgot.
Gets me going.
Wow.
Love a bit of country.
Amazing. Amazing.
I know you're an actress. The improv on the spot to just think about is truly incredible.
Thanks.
And does he know now?
I don't know, but he still follows me on Instagram and I've told this story a few times. So
we won't put this one online.
Yeah. Well, he'll know because I did the Macca's commercial and he has red hair, so he knows it's him.
And he goes, well, I'm Ronald McDonald. That was me. Mrs. Ronald McDonald's not happy. No. She's like, is that weird thing? He took the van? That van's for...
delivering the Big Mac.
Delivery. And your last name's McCray.
Give you the Big Mac.
You gave him the Big Mac.
I can't. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Fuck, oh, man, my God. That is so good.
Oh, people are going to find him. Uh-oh.
Well, if I know.
I mean, people know who Ronald McDonald is. Yeah. So, he's a pretty high profile guy.
Pretty big deal. Yeah.
If you're interested, go down to the Manly Beach car park. Knock on the van 3 times.
Run?
Yeah. I've had a lot of water. Are you interested?
Oh, it's good.
Let's finish up with you love to see it. You got a recommendation for us?
Yeah, it was a book rec.
Now, can I just say with recommendations, it's high stakes.
Like, yeah. Ryan is the shit recommender on the podcast.
No, I've redeemed myself
I don't
many
think
times.
You have. So he offered a few suggestions that didn't go down super well on the whole.
Yeah.
And so he was the house shit recommender.
I reckon I'm better than you at them. I reckon the public is swayed. But okay. What I'm saying is if you go all in on this book, you better fucking hope it's good because you'll be remembered for what you're about to say.
I'm nervous.
Yeah. But don't worry, they'll forget about the squirting because they'll be thinking about the book.
It's like it's a book for my ladies because I talk a lot about period stuff on my own pod and in my content about like being period positive.
Mm-hmm.
So I've started reading a book called In the Flow. Have you heard of it? It's
no, I haven't.
Alyssa Beattie. Alyssa Beattie. And it's just about looking at your like 28-day cycle and working around your month rather than like being cruel on yourself when you're having a shit week.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I think as well, it's one of those things that most people are just like, oh, like, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it.
No.
Or, you know, like you don't feel like you can be open about it with your partner or your housemates or whoever you're with all the time.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, making it work for you because, like, you're going to go through that every month and, yeah, you need to, like, change your schedule around what part of your cycle you're in.
Yeah, and that if you know that you're going to be hungry that week, actually, like, honouring that rather than being like, oh, well, I'm not allowed junk food. Like, if you know, all of those things. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll pop a screenshot in the episode third for today.
Yeah, in the link in bio, just below Maddie's Tinder bio.
Yeah.
You'll be able to buy it from Amazon. Tony, what do you got?
My love to see it this week is this very cute, you love to see it, that a TARPA shared in our Facebook group, Nick McIntyre, who said she's very super proud of a little Facebook group she created for Sydneysiders called Happiness Rocks. And they painted over 800 rocks and hid them in a local estate in Sydney for kids to find on Halloween. I've got a photo. I'm just going to try and do the like laptop showing thing.
Oh.
And so they
when you said painted, I just assumed like a solid color.
Same. No, wow, like, oh,
there's
design.
An orange rock. Yeah. Cool story, bud.
Yeah. And so they did it for like a little trick or treat exercise so that kids could kind of do like a bit of a treasure hunt.
Scavenger hunt.
Like for Halloween in their estate. And their the group on Facebook now has 4,500 members.
It's
amazing. And so they got all of the supplies donated and all the women in the estate all like sat down and painted them all. And this month they're doing N for November, like paint anything that begins with the letter N, and they're going to hide those and then all the kids can find them. And I think that's so sweet and so wholesome.
Love that. That's really so cool. Sweet.
I know. Yeah. I
Do
love
we know
to see
which
that.
Area in Sydney? Is this a specific estate or is it growing?
It says Western Sydney, but excited to see how far we go. So I'm guessing that now people do it in their own areas.
Yeah.
Because like how hard would that be to set up? You join the group, they give you a theme,
yep.
And then you go, we're in like a little estate or whatever. You could fucking easily do that.
Could we put out, not that they were rocks, or they were sort of rockish when we did the little artwork for Halloween? You know, we painted those little
pumpkins. Yeah.
Could we put those in here in Melbourne?
I threw those in the bin.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I'm really sorry. They weren't very good.
Speak to yourself, mate.
Yours were fucking terrible.
Tell me what you really think.
Mate, they were fucking crook as fuck. That was that's in the bin.
Okay.
They might still be in the bottom of the bin. But I actually also threw out some porridge as well over the other day.
Maybe that would improve my work though.
It might be a bit of a mess.
They look pretty shit and they're slightly less shit now that they've got some porridge over the top.
You got any porridge?
Maya love to see it. We've moved into the new house.
Oh, very exciting. Ryan's actually recently bought a house and it looks exactly like Beyonce's Airbnb. It's very fancy.
I like the way you said Beyonce then.
Beyonce. Thank you.
Also, Atafa DM'd me because I took a photo in the kitchen the other day and she goes, I looked at, like, I've been through that house.
Oh.
I was, like, at one of the openings. And she
Did you have to pay her off to not share your address online? She called the Daily Mail.
And she said, I'm glad that went to you guys because I love that place.
It is a beautiful house.
So, but we still don't have a side gate. We don't have a side fence, and we've got a dog.
And he's a Kelpie, loves to run around. Ooh. Yeah,
loves to run. And there's no side gate. So yesterday, I'm on the computer looking up some Normal and Ours to share with you guys today. Bridget's, I think she was down the back doing something else, and we both thought that the dog BJ was with the other one. So Bridget's like, BJ's up the front. Ryan, I was like, and it turned out he got out. He just wandered up the side gate, and he'd gone. So we get this knock on the door and this lady goes, is this your dog? And I went, yeah.
Why do you have him?
Yeah, why the fuck?
Have you stolen our dog?
Yeah. And she said, I walked down the street about an hour ago and he was just sitting at the front door. And then I came back because she went and walked her dog. And then she walked back and he was still sitting at the front door. So she goes, I'll just wander over. So she knocks on the door and goes, is this your dog?
Because he couldn't knock himself because no opposable thumb.
He's no opposable thumb. Yeah, it's really hard for him. And so I didn't know if the love to see it is that the lady was like a good Samaritan or the fact
BJ.
That the dog got out. So apparently he just wandered out, like had a sniff in the front yard and then knew that me and Bridget were inside. So he just waited at the front door.
He's like, they'll come and get me when they want.
You just let us know. And he was just laying in the sun, like on his back, living his best life. And he didn't run away.
That's great.
So does this mean we don't need a gate or that we do really need a gate?
I'd say still do the gate. At the moment, they've got three bins just like piled up around the side.
Yeah. And it turns out BJ can just walk around.
Yeah. I'd get a gate.
Yeah, okay, good chat. Yeah.
You're good for it, mate. Get the gate.
Well, my love to see is that the dog didn't run away because he loves me so much.
That's amazing. That is very good. I think Pippa would literally like piss bolt and fuck off. And then go, well, now I'm really hungry and the people next door won't feed me salmon, so I have to go back.
Tony's dog, very specific diet.
Only eats salmon.
Food.
Must be nice.
Mm.
Lush
food. It must be nice. I'm fucking eating bloody chicken off the floor. She's eating salmon.
At the dining table.
Well, Maddie, thank you so much for joining us. This has been super fun.
Yay.
Did you have fun?
I had a lot of fun.
Great.
You promise? Is that just something you say to people?
Yeah, did you just say that? Are you pretending to squirt?
Yeah, you might need to get a new chair. Sorry.
Mate, you're just weeing.
She fucking loved it. Check this out.
She was sort of letting me on her.
Definitely. No, thanks, guys. It's been fun.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Oh.
Wait.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.